reading practice. Activity 2. Look at some extracts from the passage. What's the passage about? Now read the passage and check.
No problem.
Ouch!
I howled in pain as I dropped the hammer onto my foot. I felt foolish. It was pouring with rain, and, lame for a moment, I hopped around to the driver's side.
No luck, said George.
We had a flat tire, and I was trying to change the wheel, but it was stuck firm. We had driven 10 hours along the road through the jungle without seeing another soul. In the distance was an ox working in a field.
So, what do we do now?
Asked George as I got back into the car. About 15 minutes later, the rain stopped. Out of the jungle came an old woman. She walked towards us carrying something long and thin.
Uh-oh, here comes danger, said George. She's got a spear.
She was wearing traditional garments with short sleeves, a colourful necklace and other jewellery. As she got closer, we saw the spear was just a wooden pole. I got out.
Hello, I said in English. Can you help us?
I pointed to the wheel. She stared at it and then made a gesture to follow her back to the jungle. George and I looked at each other, then set off after her. Soon, we came to a tent under an arch of trees. It had a rigid framework of wooden poles, like the one the woman was carrying, covered with heavy cloth and fastened with rope made with some kind of loose plant fiber. All around were corn plants. It was harvest time for the grain, and a spade, a fork, and other tools were lying on the ground. Nearby were some chicks and a rooster, and a pig tied to a post. The woman folded back a cloth and invited us in. My eyes had to adjust to the darkness inside. The tent was furnished with a few mats on the floor and a low table with a teapot. She picked up a photo and showed it to us. Was it her husband? The man in the photo was bare to the waist. He looked much too young. She was probably a widow. Maybe her son or her nephew. Our hostess poured some tea and watched as we drank.
Say something, ordered George.
Cheers, I said, and raised my cup. Can we contact a garage?
Suddenly, there was a tap at the door. It was the man in the photo. The old woman said something, and he looked at us. I felt awkward, so I smiled at him.
No problem, he said in English. He pulled out a mobile phone and made a call. 20 minutes. No problem. Let's wait by the car, he said.
As we walked back to the car, the sun pierced the clouds. Over the hills beyond was the most beautiful rainbow.